Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of choral thoughts from Canadian composers. For those of my colleagues who are looking for choral music for your ensembles, you should find on this broadcast some very useful pieces for your singers and your audiences as well. I have even included some music usable for Advent and Christmas. We opened with In Excelsis Gloria by Leonard Enns, which was the last movement of a Christmas work using medieval text called The Son of Grace. Dr. Enns is currently teaching at Conrad Grebel University in Canada. The choir you heard was the Alora Festival Singers, guided by Noel Edison. Welford Russell composed this song, and the Festival Singers of Toronto, with Elmer Eisler, did this 1970 LP recording. This is a sophisticated sacred madrigal that asks the question, "Who is at my window? Who?" It's a poem found in a collection of Reformation poetry entitled Guide and Goody Ballets, dated Edinburgh, 1578. A work based on a Reformation poem from 1578, set to music by Welford Russell and interpreted by the Festival Singers of Toronto with Elmer Eisler on the podium. It was taken from a 1970 LP. The next selection we hear is by well-known composer Stephen Chatman. This beautiful work for unaccompanied mixed chorus features the text from the Song of Solomon, with music that richly illuminates the words, "You have ravished my heart," from the Song of Solomon. These are the voices of Musica Intima.
Sweet is your
Music from the pen of Stephen Chatman and sung with fantastic artistry by Musica Intima from British Columbia. You have ravished my heart from the Song of Solomon, Chapter 4. Musica Intima stays on stage for another choral gem, this time by one of Canada's master composers. His name? Healy Whelan, who was an Anglo-Canadian organist and composer who created more than 800 works. This wonderful ensemble refers us now to Whelan's setting of a very sacred Magnificat text, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Those were the voices of Musica Intima, a 12-voice ensemble from Canada, bringing back one of Healy Whelan's short masterpieces, his Magnificat. The next piece could be used especially during Lent, and it is sort of a De Profundis, if you will. It is the third of three motets by Australian-born and now Canadian citizen Barry Cabina, another composer whose gift is highly exalted. I waited for the Lord, and he bent down to me and heard my cry. I Waited for the Lord by Barry Cabina, sung by Musica Intima here on Going Beyond Words. Another choral ensemble that is right up with the best has 30 voices. It's from Alberta and called Pro Choral Canada, directed by Michael Zaug. They put their voices to the first movement of a 13-minute work. Larry Nicol, born in 1952, is a composer, conductor, music publisher, and singer who devotes much of his focus to choral music. He is an associate composer of the Canadian Music Center. You will recognize the Gregorian chant on which this motet is based. Creator Alma Siderum, Movement 1, called Maker of the Stars by Larry Nicol.
Christ,
Michael Zog has just led the 30 voices of Pro Choral Canada in the first movement of Larry Nichols' motet Creator Alma Sidorum, Maker of the Stars. Our next composer grew up in Canada at an Anglican boys' school in the city of Toronto and was singing regularly in the choir, and this put a deep impression on him. His name is Timothy Corliss, and Leonard Entz, whose choir we heard to open this program, returns with a very meaningful piece that pursues the quiet of the silent dawn. Lean forward and enjoy this musical picture, the Da Capo Chamber Choir with Leonard Entz and Silent Dawn by Timothy Corliss. Wow, the silent dawn is overwhelming. A choral gem by Canadian composer Timothy Corliss. The Da Capo Chamber Choir was led by Leonard Entz. These are some choral thoughts from Canadian composers.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
was a child, I spoke like a child. That provocative setting from a familiar biblical text was penned by Canadian composer Larry Nickel. Professor Nickel was leading the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir of British Columbia. John Beckwith was born in 1927 and is a composer, writer, pianist, teacher, and administrator. He accomplished over 130 larger works, mostly for voice. His Sharon Fragments, written in 1966, is a piece for unaccompanied choir and is one of the most frequently performed works based on historical themes. It commemorates a religious sect from Ontario in the 19th century. The sect was called Children of Peace, and it is known for its love of music. It was recorded in 1970 by the Toronto Festival Singers, conducted by Elmer Eisler. Here is Sharon Fragments by John Beckwith. Listen to the words.
Thank you.
John Beckwith's Sharon Fragments, taken from a 1970 LP recording. The Toronto Festival Singers were guided by Elmer Eisler. Solid music for an excellent choir. To close, we come back to composer Leonard Entz and the Alora Festival Singers, conducted by Noel Edison. This is another composition that will stimulate your singers in both mind and spirit. Please enjoy the Missa Brevis by Canadian composer Leonard Entz. You have just heard the Missa Brevis by composer Leonard Entz from Canada that in part was a wedding gift for friends in 1980. The entire Mass was premiered in 1999 as a winning composition that year and was conducted by Elmer Eisler. This performance was accomplished by the Alora Festival Singers, conducted by Noel Edison. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Choral Thoughts of Canadian Composers. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.